Welcome to Dollars and Cents for College Students, a multi-part podcast series that gives college students the knowledge and tools to handle their financial situation during and after college. Your host for this program is Professor Frank Longo of Centenary University School of Professional Studies. Please note that before making any financial decisions, please seek sound financial advice from a financial professional. And now, here is your host, Professor Frank Longo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dollars and Cents for College Students. Our session today is designed not just for college students, but also for the parents of college students. Parents, we want you to know about our discussions with your children. We have already had a number of sessions, and we want you to know what we are talking about, what we are suggesting, and most importantly, we want to solicit your support and help so we can work together to promote a better life for your children and for our students. Specifically, we're asking you to talk to your children about finances, help them develop financial theories and habits that they can use far into the future. They are young and they need to be ready for the ever-changing future. Let's begin with what we, Dollars and Cents, are about. We are a financial education and literacy group. We see financial education as an essential and critical part of education. We not only want students to be fluent in the language of finance, we want them to have actionable skills, skills that they can use throughout their lives. We want them to have the ability to think and update, adjust and change as the world of finances changes. I want to emphasize that we do not tell our audience what to do. We provide ideas, strategies, and actions to think about, to evaluate, to customize. The point is that each individual has to decide what is best for their situation. Let's talk about life today. To put it mildly, we live in trying and difficult times. COVID-19 came out of nowhere and has impacted life worldwide. It has sadly taken so many lives. It has created fear and uncertainty for so many people. Then the tragic death of George Floyd reopened old wounds and revealed even more fear and uncertainty. It made it clear that we as a nation have much work to do. College students face unprecedented challenges. The question is, how will they navigate these most difficult times? I cannot and would not try to answer that question for anyone but myself. But I do suggest that college students and all of us approach every aspect of our lives in a calm, thoughtful, and purposeful manner so we can make well-informed, rational decisions. We should think about our goals and how to achieve them. We have asked students to consider these questions. Why are you here? What is your purpose? When they and all of us find, or perhaps better stated, recognize our purpose, then we have also found our motivation to work hard, sacrifice, and do what is necessary to build a better life. I'd like to add that sometimes our purpose finds us, often when we least expect it. Family member or friend gets sick or has a problem, and suddenly we have new responsibilities. We are needed. Our purpose has found us. Our purpose should guide us through life, through the difficulties, and it should be the basis for many decisions that we will make in our future. As parents, I know you have recognized your purpose. Let's talk about what we are suggesting to college students. Please note, so far, we have not discussed money. That is purposeful. I suggest to you that life and people should be your primary concerns. Money is a necessary tool that should be used to help people have a good life. Use it well and wisely so you can better fulfill your purpose. Take care of it like craftspeople take care of their tools. Carpenters don't acquire tools just to own them. They use them to create something of value that can be used and enjoyed. I don't downplay the importance of money, but I suggest and urge that it be put into proper perspective. As you do this, don't underestimate the importance of doing and handling your money in the right way. Regardless of your purpose, you will need money to pay the rent, buy food, and pay for the necessities of life. These are the things that we are telling your children, that they may need it to support a relative or friend. They may need it to finance the business they want to start or to promote a cause that is so important to them. COVID-19 has taught us a great deal, not the least of which is to be prepared for the unexpected. The entire world was unprepared for the health and financial impact of the virus. So how can anyone prepare for the future financial problems? Consider a basic financial planning principle. Start and maintain an emergency fund. Money saved for emergencies should be deposited in an insured account, one that is insured by the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Many banks offer accounts that have no minimum deposit amount. You can save any amount. Goldman Sachs offers an online insured account called Marcus. Local banks and credit unions offer similar accounts. The point is to have money in an account that can be withdrawn at any time without the risk of loss. If young people begin the process of saving and establishing an emergency fund while they are in college, they will be well on the way for the eventual goal of having 4 to 6 months of living expenses, so they will be prepared for the unexpected financial emergency. Parents, please encourage your children to open an emergency fund. Interest rates paid by banks are at historic lows. You cannot expect to earn high rates of interest on your savings accounts. The reason to use such accounts for emergency funds is that the accounts are liquid. You can withdraw money at any time. And since they are insured, there is no risk of loss. As I say, interest rates can be expected to remain low for quite some time. Therefore, additional investment vehicles are needed. Before we discuss them, let's consider an investment approach for non-emergency funds. And this is what we've advised our college students, your children. Start early, a great approach for college students since they should have a long time frame to accumulate and grow their investments. Next, start small. This minimizes risk while the student learns investment theories and practices. And save and invest consistently. Make saving and investing a habit. Following these steps allows investors to use a very important and powerful financial tool called compounding. Let's explain compounding in this way. You deposit money in a bank account and it earns money called interest. If the interest remains in the account, it too earns interest. You earn money on what you save and then you earn additional money on earnings. You earn interest on interest. You compound your interest. This principle also works with stock investing. This leads us to a fair question. Where will a college student get the money to save and invest? I suggest that students work part-time and summer jobs, as long as they don't interfere with their studies. There are non-financial reasons to do this. Part-time and summer jobs in just about any field can teach important lessons about responsibility, communication, problem solving, and much more. The experience can be invaluable. This leads to another important financial practice. Pay yourself first. Encourage your students, your children, to save and invest part of their earnings before they spend any of it. This is an excellent practice that will serve them well over their lifetimes. I also suggest asking students to use some of their earnings to pay for some college-related expenses, such as books. By being financially invested in some aspect of their education, they may appreciate it more. I realize that many will face student loan payments, and that is an investment for them. But that can seem far down the road. I prefer to start soon. Contribution toward current education expenses teaches important lessons. Let's go back to start small. As I said, Small investments reduce risk, and they eliminate the excuse, I can't do this. I don't have enough money. Investments in savings accounts and stock in brokerage accounts can be made for as little as $10. We have given students examples of accounts that they can open for as little money as this. Consistently making small investments promotes good financial habits. Do the small things right, and eventually you'll do the big things right. In life, we all need good habits for hygiene, working, and studying. We also need good financial habits that can last a lifetime. We have already noted that interest rates are expected to remain low for quite some time. Higher returns can be earned through stock investing. We understand that many are fearful of the stock market, but historically, stock investing has produced the highest average returns of all investments. The United States is a very innovative country. Over the years, there have been many hugely successful investors and entrepreneurs, including Bill Gates of Microsoft, Steve Jobs of Apple, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. They agreed to share ownership in their companies. Purchasing stock allows us as investors to effectively become partners with some of the world's greatest minds and to participate in their success. We have advised our listeners of the risks of stock investing and how to evaluate it. And we would suggest that you speak to your students about both. The physical and financial devastation caused by COVID-19 is painfully clear to us all, and it may be far from over. The solutions to the virus, to prevent future occurrences, actions are necessary and needed to prevent future occurrences. The solutions will create opportunities for those who develop cures, vaccines, and medical equipment. The quarantine revealed our ability and need to work remotely from our places of business and to conduct online and distance classes. Our reliance on foreign companies for essential drugs and equipment shows the need for more development and the manufacturing of critical products in the United States. The bottom line is that many companies in a variety of industries, in the drug industry, technology industries, manufacturers, they will all have great opportunities. And those opportunities will create great opportunities for investors. In our Dollars and Cents series, we discuss these opportunities. We offer ideas for evaluating companies, measuring risk, and the accounts that are available and suitable for the beginning investor who has small amounts of money to invest. We discuss debt, credit cards, and other financial issues. We encourage you, parents, listen in, maybe with your children. Critique our ideas, get involved. Discuss the financial issues they face today and will face in the future. The time you spend with them is an investment in their financial future. Thank you for your time, and we hope you will listen in the future.
You have been listening to Dollars and Cents for College Students with host Frank Longo. The opinions on this series are those of the host. Before making any financial decisions, be sure to consult with a financial professional such as a certified financial planner. For more information, visit cfp.net.